even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're single in 2024, chances are you've had a go at a dating app. But the search for love on one of those apps can be exhausting. And some believe the fast-paced swipe left or swipe right function doesn't really get to the heart of what connects or what should connect two people. Amor, A-M-O-R, is a New Zealand-made dating app that incorporates matchmaking technology and psychology and relationship science to help people find a good match. It was launched yesterday, and its founder, Emily Heaslewood, joins me now from the Christchurch studio. Hi, Emily.
Hey, GC.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. No, it's been very exciting. A bit of a journey, as per, but no, very exciting sort of result getting to market.
Yeah, what's your background?
I jumped out of school, obviously, found the passion for apps, so actually did an app with very little experience, had a dev house do it for me back in 2017 that helped match people to experiences. That grew really well. I think we had over 120,000 members on that app. And then since I've been working at Snowball Effect, so working in the startup scene but on the investment side of it, so learning from some of the top companies in New Zealand, which has obviously helped get me to where I am now back in the startup scene.
What was the opportunity you saw here?
Obviously dating as an entrepreneur, you're sort of getting a little bit tired and sick of the opportunities out there and the options available on the app and looking for something a lot more wholesome. And so, with my sort of entrepreneurial hat on, I decided there needed to be a better solution. And wanted to find a way in which we could connect people on what actually matters, not sort of the looks and, the sort of superficial stuff that surfaces, I guess, after a few months of dating someone. So, did a lot of research and now actually got one of New Zealand's leading relationship experts who sort of come in and backed our science behind Amor. And, the theory is we give you up to 4 matches per week. Every Sunday at 4 p.m. you'll get your new matches.
Great.
So you sort of do this quiz that we've created, which is 60 questions that takes on average 10 minutes. So from there, you've got your account and we'll keep giving you matches. And hopefully, if we've got enough people in a region, we run a date night, which has proven to produce multiple couples, which has been really cool meeting in the real world.
That's quite old school, actually, all getting together in one place. It reminds me of the old speed dating.
Yeah, no, that's what we thought. We're like, let's merge technology and sort of the in-person side of it and become a sort of wholesome option for those that don't really have the time to sit on apps but actually want to seriously meet their match.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between the key difference between what you're doing here and what some of those more famous dating apps, the approach they take?
Yeah, absolutely. So the other apps are obviously focused on looks and whatnot. They'll keep dishing you a lot of different people. For us, we're quality over quantity. And so we only give you matches that you've got a 70% plus compatibility with. So we're pretty confident that these are people you'll at least connect with. And we've figured that through the research that there's that sort of instant chemistry, I should say, or instant connection with that level of compatibility. And so, our goal is to sort of dish you the people that we know you're actually going to create a solid foundation with versus dishing you someone you may find attractive, but, it's going to turn out quite interesting when you sort of clash on different parts of what makes you you.
Yeah. Is there too much choice in some apps?
Oh, definitely. It's a bit overwhelming, and I think for a lot of people too, it takes a while to figure out what you actually need versus what you want. And so, and when you sort of create your profile, help you understand who you are. You know, what personality type are you? What attachment style are you? What are those key things that you sort of need to face, I guess, before you actually go into a serious relationship?
Is there a science to two people getting on and doing well?
Yeah, one of the theories we use through Amor's algorithm is Myers-Briggs personality type. And I think it was, I can't remember how many it is, I think it might be 20 million different people have gone through that and sort of showing how that relationship science works around how people connect. And so that's been sort of one of the key drivers of how we work. But as the expert said to me the other day, you've nailed it when it comes to the algorithm. There's still going to be that first kiss or that first, you know, that first kind of, I guess, interaction that will really sort of seal if there is that that sort of that side of the chemistry.
Is there a danger that you're trying to put people together who are really similar when, in fact, as we've all learnt, sometimes it's the opposites that do best?
Yeah, very good question. We get that quite a wee bit. So the different parts of the algorithm will match you to what's similar. So, for instance, your values or your lifestyle. Certain parts of it will match you on differences. So introverts and extroverts, there's different sciences and different weightings or compatibility percentages of which work better with each other. And so obviously you don't want two outrageously extroverted people. Like, I could definitely not date myself. That would be way too much. And so finding someone that's calmer, secure, you know, probably a listener, because I definitely talk a lot. But yeah, trying to find the yin and the yang, I think, is important while still aligning on those fundamental parts.
What about politics? Do you ask people what they believe? And is that important? I've seen some pretty horrifying statistics, I've got to say, recently about the divergence between men and women in terms of politics and the impact that might have on future relationships.
Definitely. I mean, we see it more in America that becomes quite a weighting. I think the good thing about New Zealand is, you know, people can kind of have that conversation and not get too heated about it. Where we do see a big part of it's actually more beliefs. So your, you know, your belief system is probably quite a big one. Religious beliefs is where we've seen couples very compatible, but they just can't quite get over the line on what their, you know, what they really believe in, I guess, and what values they live by.
What do you mean by core values?
Core values, so it comes down to, it distills down to lots of different things, but it comes down to how involved is your family going to be in the relationship? You know, what's your expectations around financial matters? All those kind of things that are fundamental to how you believe a relationship should work. So kind of deal breakers, I guess, but things that, you know, and then obviously there is your things like Christian, spiritual, those are obviously religious beliefs, but there's lots of different aspects. So I think there's about 60 different themes we use to quantify who should be with who, understanding that some of them don't need to be perfectly aligned.
Yeah. You ask people if they want kids or not?
Definitely. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting, like the people we're seeing coming through, definitely ready for family, or they're maybe divorced and they've got kids in there. They're sort of going, well, hang on, I don't want to expose my family. You know, I don't want to be going on dates all the time. I've got kids at home. Let's go for someone that can actually kind of understand and align on those values. And so we're seeing a lot of that side of it, and then sort of just early 30s coming in that are going, I really am ready for marriage. And yeah, so we see both the want kids and also their biggest goal, because we do it by goals as well and love languages and all that, is to build a family as the number one goal that everyone chooses as their top priority at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Love languages, this came up in conversation recently on the show. This is how you express your love and how you like love to be expressed. Is that correct?
That's the one. Yep,
and do you try and match people who have similar love languages?
Yes. So that's, I think, I can't remember the percentage of weighting that makes in the algorithm, but ideally everything we try and align you on. So it's quite interesting seeing the stats coming through. Majority of our singles so far have got acts of service, physical touch as the top two at the moment, and gifts right down the bottom, which is quite cool to see.
Yeah. I guess you're in a stage of trying to heap people onto the app, and apps only works if there's plenty of people to choose from, I suppose.
Correct, yeah. So we had about 150 people join the wait list and do the quiz, and we've run in-person date nights for them and manually matched them to go on dates together. Since then, we're nearly hitting 200 downloads today, which is quite exciting. So Auckland's unlocked, Christchurch is unlocked. As soon as we get a certain amount of matches and people in a region, it will unlock. And so, yeah, the goal being that you get to 100 people in a region, and we'll start running date nights as well each month.
Love it. Someone wants to know if you have many over 65s. Probably not yet, but I'm sure that's part of the
We have a 75-year-old.
Yeah, you have one.
Who signed up enough. Male.
Okay. do you want to sell him to us?
He's on the app. That's all I can tell you. Download it. Jump into Christchurch.
How big can this get? What's the potential?
Yeah, I mean, I hope huge. I think we're seeing some interesting things happening, like Japan, Japanese government are getting involved in matchmaking just due to the decline of population. And then you've got Bumble that laid off, I think it was a third of their staff, purely because people aren't going for that quick fling, you know, app anymore. And so people are on the search, I guess, for these in-person events or real-life connection, but there still, I think, has to be a digital element of it. You know, we can't be going to events every single week. People are quite busy these days. And I think, I mean, we've seen Tinder launch earlier this year, matchmaking their app, and that was, I think, a guy sent it to me, and that was $400 New Zealand per month, which I just thought, you know, that's quite outrageous when you look at the sort of people that that might already have the intent of being in that sort of quick judgment side of it.
You've got a monthly fee?
Yes, so we're $30 a month, so a dollar a day, hopefully, to find love with Amor. That's the goal.
A little boy waits. Okay. What else did I need to ask you? Meg wants to know if the app works for people with disabilities.
Yes, so we have had that asked by somebody else actually yesterday. It's not something that we've added to onboarding, but it's coming in the next, I think, 48 hours. We've got something coming out that's going to include that as well.
Nice, and that's part of being a startup, right? You
totally. We're learning very quickly.
Totally,
and we're
yeah.
very thankful for everyone being so patient. Like, we've had some amazing emails from people just, you know, helping us, obviously, as we continue to grow and launch.
This is going to make you rich, Emily.
I think the big thing is we're talking about the sort of values of the company, and I think one of the things we want to see is people genuinely find love. And I know that sounds cheesy, but, you know, I've matched made couples that are now married and got kids. I've seen what can actually happen. And, yeah, so the goal is
you
help find people love. Yeah, yeah. So that was one of the first initial ones that sort of sparked this.
How long ago was that?
A few years because I've got two kids now, but yeah, lovely couple in Christchurch that were one of the first ones that we sort of.
So you've been tinkering on this for ages then.
I've just been trying to match people in the background. Then okay. I thought, oh, you know, let's digitize this. Let's actually turn it into something.
Awesome, and it's been hard work to get to this point.
Yeah, so I've built the app myself. I've got a developer helping me out the last sort of 6 weeks as we sprint towards the end. But, yeah, it's been a massive learning curve. Obviously come out with a business background or entrepreneurial background, so had very fortunate for those learnings ahead of this, but definitely been incredibly challenging. But, yeah, we're here now, so very excited to sort of see what we can build as a community.
Another question from a listener. Does the dating site cater for LGBTQT+?
Yes, so... well, at the moment, we've got three options, female, male, non-binary. If you select what you're looking for and the other person selects what you are, then naturally the algorithm will match you together. But we're still learning as well where the demand is at the moment.
Nice
and
one.
Obviously not trying to break the algorithm.
Okay. Good to talk to you. I said Hazelwood, but Sam reckons it might be Hazelwood, is it?
Yeah, it's Hazelwood. Thanks, okay. Sam. You're awesome.
thanks, Emily. Nice to talk to you. Good work.
Perfect. Thanks, Jesse.
The founder of Amor, a New Zealand-made dating app.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.